Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, Episode 67. 5 Reasons We Struggle to Get in Shape and How to Deal with Them by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Mollick.
Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. I'm Dr. Neil Mollick, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with author permission, of course. Today, I'm reading you a post from JC Dean, but before we get into it, if you're new here, then you probably don't know that I answer your questions right here on the show every Friday. So if you have a diet, nutrition, fitness, or even a stress management related question, come by oldpodcast.com and you can send in an audio question, or you can call in. The number is 61. I love OHD. Now, there's a really good chance I'll actually answer your question right here on the show. Plus, you'll be entered into small special raffles just for sending in an audio question. So before we get into the show, this past weekend was my wife's birthday. We went to brunch with her and her whole family. There was about 10 of us. And we went to a really great little hole-in-the-wall brunch breakfast place. It was so good. I have a confession. I totally gorged myself. And I'm feeling it still. That was Sunday. Today's Tuesday, and I'm still feeling it. That just shows you when you go overboard on some of your foods, especially foods that you don't eat that often, how you could feel its effects for days, and hopefully in my case, not the whole week later. I gotta try and work this off this week because I'm still feeling it. And so I thought today's inspirational quote would remind me to just get back on track, jump back in the gym, and I'll start feeling better. It comes from Maya Angelou. Every journey begins with a single step. All right, that's enough out of me for now. Let's get the show going and start optimizing your life. 5 Reasons We Struggle to Get in Shape and How to Deal with Them by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. My last article was all about the whole what's your excuse thing and why I don't think it's very helpful. Today, I'm going to talk about why these so-called excuses are actually legitimate reasons affecting your ability to make change. They're actually clues into what's going on from a habitual perspective, and I'll give you some ideas on how to change them. Here's a real email I got recently. Quote, "Hi, JC. My biggest struggle is sticking to a plan and not being lazy about doing it. I work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, which is great. By the time I get home, I feel so tired and I do not want to do anything. I don't know where to start. I feel if I had a step-by-step guide as to what to do and when, I can stick to that. I'm really good at following guides. I just feel when it comes from myself, as in I make the plan, I don't follow it because I'm not even sure if it will work or if it's even right." End quote. It's from someone who's trying to get more structure into their routine and onto a training program, but the obstacles they're facing are the following. Inconsistency, general fatigue, not enough knowledge, no plan, and no self-trust. If we look at all of these as reasons, not excuses, we can begin to look at how to overcome them. Let's go over some ways to make this a reality. My biggest struggle is sticking to a plan, aka consistency. Whether it be training or tracking your diet, sticking to a structured plan is important. It's probably more important than any one thing you do, because if you're consistent with diet or training, then you're on the path to achieving your fat loss and muscle gain goals. Consistency is the hardest part because it's not always easy to go to the gym or eat on plan. It's not always easy to get in a workout when you get busy, so I like to ask a few questions. 1. What do you value? Is it health, mobility, strength, muscle? 2. How do you see yourself? And 3. What's important to you? And here we're thinking about future and goals. The so-called perfect plan will not work if you don't stick with it, and a less than perfect plan is much better in the long run if you can keep it up. How to be consistent. Start small with the changes you want to make. Even if it's as simple as changing one behavior at a time, if you make one solid change every month for the next year and fall within half of them, you'd still have 6 new habits you've created. Also, keep a log and track your progress. You can see a picture of old food and training journals on this post. By the time I get home, I don't want to do anything, aka general fatigue. This is the power of inertia. It's easy to let your habitual instincts get the best of you. You might have all the good intentions in the world of going to the gym after work, but if you don't set yourself up to make it happen easily, you probably won't ever do it. Here are some ideas to make going to the gym or exercising during the work week easier. 1, pack your gym clothes the night before and put them in your trunk, so when you get off work, you have everything you need to go straight to the gym. 2, create a better sleep routine that will allow you to wake up earlier to get the gym done in the morning. This is not the easiest thing unless you're an early riser to begin with, and we accept that. 3, hire a coach so you have accountability to do your plan, or join a class that you have to pay for as extra incentive to get to the gym. 4, ask a close friend who wants to exercise and make it a ritual to work out together. There are a bunch of ways to push past this general fatigue we all experience at the end of the day, but sometimes those feelings of fatigue are habitual and simply conditioning associated with, quote, getting off work. I don't know where to start, aka not enough knowledge. This is a legit concern because if you don't know what to do, how do you even get started? It's a tough question because you need to have some base level of knowledge, but how much is enough? Many people get caught in the trap of trying to know everything before taking action, and it's a slippery slope because you might spend all your free time trying to acquire all the knowledge necessary when you could be using what you already know to train and exercise while continuing to learn as you go. If you're a type A personality, I'm raising my own hand, it's really easy to get stuck in this mindset from time to time. This is why I recommend taking imperfect action. Another idea here is to stop worrying about the goals and outcome you want and focus on the process instead. If you know your way around the weight room and can go for a walk outside, you know enough to get started. Now, you just have to pick a plan and stick with it. I'm good with step-by-step guides, aka no plan to follow. Having a plan is half of the equation. The other half is actually doing it. But having a training plan is hardly enough, because if you don't have a history of disciplined training and monitoring your diet, it can be very hard to keep yourself accountable. This is why so many people get started but don't follow through. A fear of, quote, is this going to work for me, end quote, can plague even the most seasoned of individuals when they're vulnerable. I can attest to this, and it's why I often have a coach writing my programs and helping me with my diet-related goals. I have the knowledge, but even I second-guess myself. It's totally okay to admit if you do this too. So what do? Always have a plan, either from a coach or something you've paid for, a free one, or something you've done in the past. Always have a plan. When the plan comes from myself, I'm not sure if it will work, aka no self-trust. This is the biggest problem with writing our own programs and trying to do it all on our own. While we might make the right decisions on what training program to do or what diet to follow, it's hard to trust ourselves. We have these internal biases to think one way or another, and oftentimes we don't believe we know enough or are capable of actually changing our bodies or improving our health. So our good intentions of setting up a plan for ourselves tends to backfire after a few weeks of giving in to the negative self-talk we experience telling us the program is not good enough or there's something else on the internet that's much better. We just haven't found it yet. Most of that are lies, mind you, but it's the hamster wheel that keeps on turning over in your head until you go off plan and try to figure it all out once again. Even when you're following a plan that was written by someone else, you have to trust yourself to follow through. So practice the following through part every day and repeat. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Reasons We Struggle to Get in Shape and How to Deal with Them by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
JC's post was super inspiring. So all I'm going to do is repeat the inspiring quote I said at the beginning. Every journey begins with a single step. Maya Angelou. Enough said. Now, once again, if you have any question related to health and fitness or diet and nutrition, just come by oldpodcast.com to submit an audio question or simply call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Not only is there a good chance for your question to be answered right here on the show, but you'll also be entered into special raffles to win books and more. Tomorrow, I'll be reading a post from regular contributor Nia Shanks, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.